This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. Great to have you here on a Friday, a warm Friday, 52 now, a low of 40 tonight, and then tomorrow we get all the way up to 56, get down to 33 tomorrow night, and then Sunday a high of 55, so we've got some consistency here. My next guest, an attorney representing more than 20 women and girls who have filed lawsuits against MSU and Dr. Larry Nassar. Dr. Nassar today in Ingham County courtroom on an unrelated case to MSU. He's facing three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with a person younger than 13 and also child pornography charges. Let's talk about how this case will impact all these other cases facing him in MSU. John Manley with us. John, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
You're a sexual abuse lawyer. How did you end up focusing on that?
It's a long story, but in 1997, I had a real estate client whose son had been abused by a Catholic priest. I took the case and ended up getting a very large result, and my phone began to ring, and in terms of sexual abuse cases, it never stopped ringing. So I sort of became a plaintiff lawyer by accident. Yeah. This is now all my firm does is represent adult and child survivors of sexual abuse.
I mean, it seems like the most unpleasant area to focus on in law. How do you deal with that?
Well, you're right. It's very painful, but the good news is people get better. And with so many lawyers, what you deal with and what you make your money on is gray. And largely what I deal with is right and wrong and black and white. And, you know, somebody once said, when you work for survivors, you're on the side of the angels. I kind of like that.
How do you feel about the way MSU's been investigating the Nassar case so far?
You know, it's sort of the same way about how I felt about the Catholic bishops investigating sex abuse. I think Michigan State and the administration is concerned largely about one thing, which is making themselves look good. And in the process of doing that, they're making a terrible mistake because Michigan State's a great institution. It's a great university with tons of wonderful people who go there and have gone there. And what they're doing is they're decimating its reputation.
How so? I mean, how are they trying to make themselves look good? It seems like this is all bad right now.
Well, because they're not telling the truth. You know, the key to preventing sexual abuse is don't act in secret. We know, for example, that coaches and others have told people, don't call the police, don't talk about this. And we know that in 2014, when they investigated it, they didn't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, a dozen clients whose children were molested after that date, little girls. And, you know, how do their parents, for the most part, love the school. And yet they can't explain to their child or their friends or the people that love them how it is that Michigan State would have allowed that man in a room with their child, knowing what he had done.
No, we know that former MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages, she's left her post. There's some allegations against her. How wide do you think it went of people that knew there was something wrong?
Well, I mean, we know, for example, the dean of medicine signed the letter that put him back in. So you can conclude one of two things, either that they knew and they ignored it, or they were terribly negligent. Either way, you got to come clean and you got to convince people that, you know, you're telling the truth. The problem that Michigan State has is they are investigating themselves. Institutions that investigate themselves rarely find themselves guilty.
Well, do you believe it's essentially a handful of people that may be responsible, or do you think it's an entire institutional problem?
I don't know, but what I do know is that whatever their findings will be questioned because they're investigating themselves. What they need to do is hire somebody like Louis Free, who's the exact person Penn State hired in the Sandusky case. They need to fund his investigation, and it needs to be completely independent and dispassionate.
Do you know, is it fair to compare what's happening at MSU to what happened at Penn State?
Well, what's different about this is, number one, is there are actually many more victims here than at Penn State. At this point, our firm has 45 clients. We know that law enforcement has had at least 75 women come forward. And we know that at Penn State, the president and the athletic director were indicted. We don't have that information here, at least yet, and I hope we don't get that. But what we do know is that Michigan State has a very mixed record, to say the least, on sexual abuse and sexual misconduct. And what we do know is that
What makes you say that?
Well, because the federal government investigated them and made findings that they were not complying with Title IX, which is the law designed to protect people from sexual assault. I didn't investigate them. The federal government did. So it unquestionably, and I think even President Simons admitted this, they have a mixed record on it. And what we do know is that
she today spoke in front of the trustees. She said that there is no culture of that allows or in any way tolerates sexual assault or harassment. So, what do you say?
Okay, I'd say I've got 45 women who would disagree with her that were digitally raped by Larry Nassar. Many during her term, and many after they knew damn well what he was doing.
Do you think President Simons should be accountable for that herself?
I don't know. I think that she needs to stop. I think she needs to spend more time with people who will give her advice to be transparent and less time with public affairs and public relations people giving stupid statements that mean nothing. Victims out there, these people are really suffering. They're little girls.
So you say MSU should hand the investigation over to an independent investigator, but what should the university do besides that right now?
I think what they need to do is immediately offer to pay for counseling for all the victims at therapists of their choice, you know, within reason. I think that they need to hire an independent investigator. I think the investigation of the university itself in terms of law enforcement needs to be handled outside of MSU police. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough good things about the detective, Andrea Munford, and the chief at MSU police. They've done an unbelievable job mm-hmm. of chasing down Larry Nassar. But to ask them to investigate their bosses puts them in an untenable position.
Tell me
another agency.
Yeah, John Manley, by the way, with us on WILS, representing more than 20 women and girls who will file lawsuits against MSU and Dr. Larry Nassar. He is a sexual abuse attorney. John, so what happens? I mean, he's presumed innocent, right? Till proven guilty. You've got so many women coming out. How is this case going to unfold?
Well, there was a preliminary hearing today, and he was bound over for trial. I happened to sit in on it and watch the victim testify. And I got to be honest with you. Obviously, there's a presumption of innocence. He's entitled to a jury trial. But, 37,000 images of pornography on your computer and images of you wearing a GoPro around your head, swimming, sticking your hand down kids' pants, which is the press reports. If that's true, it certainly doesn't look good, does it?
And then that's not related to the MSU case, right? That's a separate case?
Well, it's related in that
It's a separate case, right? So what happens with the MSU case? Well, I mean, how do you expect that to unfold? Is that going to happen after this Ingham County case is being prosecuted against him now?
I think it's safe to say just because of the right to speedy trial under the Constitution, the criminal cases are going to be resolved before the civil cases. Mm-hmm. And what I can tell you is if he's convicted on any of those charges, it certainly doesn't bode well for anybody believing his story. This is medical treatment. So I think we'll have to wait and see. I think one of the things that Michigan State needs to figure out is how many victims are there. And my suspicion is it's in the hundreds, not the dozens.
Hundreds. What does that mean? What's that going to end up costing Michigan State University?
You know, that's not up to me.
You've dealt with these cases in the past. What's your estimation of what it could cost?
I don't go there because, frankly, my clients aren't interested in that. What my clients are interested in primarily is having him go to prison. Secondarily, this changing so it never, ever, ever happens to another little girl. That policy changes are put in place. And then that financial component, that's up to a jury. I don't ever discuss that. It's not right. And, you know, that's between Michigan State or our jury when we get them. And, the question really isn't what it's going to cost them if they try the case. The question is, what's it going to cost them in terms of their reputation, in terms of the love people have for the institution if they do nothing. And at this point, they're paying lip service, but they're doing nothing. And you know what?
When you are investigating right now. You can't say they're not doing anything at all, right?
Well, how do you know that? What are they doing to investigate?
Well,
who's investigating?
You complimented the police officer involved in the investigation at MSU,
well,
right?
No, they're investigating Larry Nassar. But you have to understand, sexual abuse of this magnitude doesn't happen in a vacuum. I mean, he had people that knew and willfully ignored what was going on. Mm-hmm. And so what needs to be investigated is how in God's name did he molest people for 30 years and get away with it? And he had help. I don't mean he had help like there was a conspiracy to allow him to molest, but they certainly had help and people that were ignoring it. And when you have people that work for you in senior positions that are alleged to have said to children who are molested, don't call the police, that's a big problem. Mm-hmm. And that's a culture that's sick.
Okay, tell me this. As a sexual abuse lawyer, how is it that these things occur? If this is what happened, people were turning their heads away from this as it was happening.
Well, it's a mix. Part of it is you have a very sophisticated pedophile who, you know, I think we all think of pedophiles as people in trench coats that hang around elementary schools. And the truth is it's never that guy. It's the nice guy. It's the guy you trust. Everybody like Larry. Pedophiles are nice people. I say that and people are shocked. They aren't. So part of it is his skill. But an equal part is, if not greater, is that when you have these signs, you just ignore them. For example, somebody comes to you like Tiffany Lopez did, our client, who was a softball player in 1998, goes to not one but three trainers and said, he stuck his hand in my private area and for 40 minutes, and I felt like I was sexually assaulted, please do something. And she's basically, you know, pushed out of the school. That's not okay. How could that happen?
Now, do you think these university officials that were told by the victims, do you think they could face charges themselves for not acting?
Well, in the case of an adult, probably not. But there were many, many minors there. And if you as a doctor, as a university official, as an educator of any type, are told that he put his hand in your vagina, in a child's vagina, without a glove, that is sexual assault. There is an automatic trigger to report. And as far as I know, there was no report. So that would not surprise me. I think there needs to be a criminal investigation of how this happened. Mm-hmm. And if there's criminal liability, so be it. If it's mistakes and there were horrible mistakes and people were hurt, right, so be it. Deal with it. But don't pretend and give lip service and do nothing.
John Manley.
Be transparent.
John Manley here on WILS, California-based attorney, a sexual abuse lawyer who represents now more than 20 women and girls who will file lawsuits against MSU and Dr. Larry Nassar. John, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
I do too.